You're listening to SBS News.
Labor appears set for an historic win in the New South Wales seat of Bega, while the Liberals have suffered a heavy swing against them in former Premier Gladys Berejiklian's seat of Willoughby. Counting continues in the state's Super Saturday by-elections. A Labor victory would be its first in Bega, which has been held by the Liberals since its creation in 1988, and by its retiring member, Andrew Constance, since 2003. Early tallies in the South Coast seat gave a swing of more than 13% to the ALP's Michael Holland over the Liberal Party's Fiona Coetvoice, with more than 20% of the vote counted. Dr. Holland says the result is a response to the current state government.
It's been an incredible swing to our party. It's been a plebiscite on a couple of things. It's been a reflection of the community's response to the current government and our need to be heard with our concerns. It's also been a plebiscite, I believe, to wanting a local member who will represent them with integrity and honesty.
The Liberals went into the by-election with a margin of 6.9%. A loss in Bega would push the Perrottet government further into minority and would force it to rely more heavily on the votes of independents or minor party MPs. Labor also looks set to retain Strathfield, while the Nationals are on track to hold former Deputy Premier John Barilaro's seat of Monaro despite a swing of more than 6%. Premier Dominic Perrottet applauded what he called his party's phenomenal results despite the big swings against the government in early counting, including an 18% swing in Willoughby against the Liberals' Tim James.
It looks like Tim James will be elected as a member for Willoughby. I want to congratulate Tim James and the campaign team in Willoughby and also acknowledge the former Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian.
Mr. James faced independent Larissa Penn in the blue ribbon seat on Sydney's North Shore. The New South Wales Premier went on to say that the state is in a very strong position in the effort against COVID-19.
We will always do what is right over what is popular. We will always do what is in the best interests of the people of our state. And we have done that as a government here in New South Wales for the last 11 years, and it's all continue to do as we navigate our state through this pandemic over what has been a very difficult 2 years. And it's the efforts and the sacrifices that people have made right across our state, right across our country, that has ensured that New South Wales is in a very strong position.
In Strathfield, Labor's Jason Yatsen-Lee narrowly leads Bridget Seika in Sydney's Inner West and is projected to win on preferences. Mr. Yatsen-Lee used his speech to speak of racism he experienced in politics.
It is not okay that I and the Labor volunteers were subject to racist comments from opponents at polling booths whispered into the ears of voters.
Nicole Overall is on track to retain the regional seat of Monaro, holding the seat for the Nationals over Labor's Bryce Wilson. The resignations of Mr. Barilaro from Monaro and fellow senior government member Mr. Constance from Bega came after Ms. Berejiklian's sudden departure in October, which was prompted by the state's anti-corruption body announcing she was the subject of investigation. Strathfield went to the polls to replace Jody McKay, who resigned as Labor leader in May last year and later resigned from her seat. With about 40% of constituents voting early or via post, results in the seats are not expected to be finalized for some time. The stakes were also high for Labor leader Chris Minns, who has pitched himself as the man to make Labor a real election chance after more than a decade in opposition. Mr. Minns said voters had sent the Premier a message on Saturday.
The Premier of New South Wales needs to listen to that message. The government needs to change direction.
He also told the party faithful that the government must listen to expert advice and must have common sense solutions to difficult problems. Mr. Minns said the results would serve as a wake-up call to the state government.
I think it's a big wake-up call to the New South Wales government. People, particularly communities like this that are a long way from Sydney, still need to be listened to by senior levels of the government.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.